Here we go again. The Alpha and Omega, time of God. These days we don't have respect for ourselves. And it's very important for us to have reverence for our lives. Care about your life. Look how far you have made it since. Where were you years ago to where you at? Maybe you don't have much. Maybe you don't have more money. But I'm talking about who you are in your heart. What matters, well, that's what Jesus is going to be seeking for. That's what he cares about. And that hope is good and not contaminated. Are you praying? Are you fasting? Are you doing what you're supposed to do? Care for your life. It's hard. Nobody loves you. But God, like God. Maybe you're alone. Maybe, I don't know. You're going through some things. Hold on to God. It's very, very important. We don't watch what we eat, how we talk, the way we walk. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity. Do we have that? Do we have the initiative to return something? If you see somebody drop a $100 bill, are we where we're supposed to be in our hearts? Are we where we have to be in our mind? Think about it. Because these days we're living too fast, and it ain't the coffee that got us like that. It's our activities, our daily activities. The foolish of a man twists his way, and his heart frets against the Lord. A little bit that we get off of balance, a little bit that we get off of guidance, we forget about God. And when once we forget about God, we act like fools. There we go again. Probably even worse. I know what happens. A false witness will not go unpunished. Putting dirt on somebody's name. Putting dirt on somebody. And it's not true just to hurt their lives. To ruin their dream, their career, their day. It's not good. You're ruining more than that. Think about it. We do things out of a joke, but sometimes a joke is too heavy and it costs even lives. Him who speaks lies will not escape. Many entreat the favor for nobility. Do we? And every man is a friend of everyone who gives a gift. Do we? Are we like that? All the brothers of the poor hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? Do they? How many people are there when you're nothing? When you're broke? When you're gone? When you're fiending? Who wants to be around a fiend, right? What happened to all your friends? The ones that got you hooked. The ones you started with. Now they don't even want to be around you. They're ashamed. When they probably like you the same way. It's weird. Very weird. correct your son while there is hope. And do not set your heart on his destruction. Know how to correct. Think about it. How did your father treat you? Maybe you didn't like it. It don't mean you have to treat your son like that. See, you have something now. You know what he needs. You know how you're supposed to talk to him. Have reverence on his life and in yours so he can respect you. Growing up, that's why many lose respect for us, because we don't talk to them right when they're little. It's always the right way. Be guided by God and the Holy Spirit. He who mistreats his father and chases away his mother is a son who causes shame and brings reproach. I remember them days. You know, it sucks. It's a bad vibe. Once you start disrespecting mommy, once you start disrespecting the old man, something's wrong. Check yourself, because it's happening. And it happens even to adults, not just drug addicts or drunks, no. Even to people, normal people, in the regular life, our anger gets to us. Things that we hold since kids, as adults, we want to bring it out. Sometimes it's bad, you got to let it go, you know. I have experience, and then I tell you, the best thing is to let things go. Give it to God. Have reverence. In others' lives, in your life, care about your appearance. Some of us care more what our neighbor thinks about us than what God thinks. What does the neighbor like? First of all, does God like it? Does God like what you're doing? The word says whatever is done in the dark, it'll be brought to the light. So always think about that. Before you think about anybody else thinking anything. Think about our Father Jesus. Think about our Lord. You know, that's something, somebody to care about. And once you get that in your mind, and you get that through you, you probably respect yourself more. You probably, you know, hold yourself more. It makes you stronger. People are not going to like you for it. Guys are going to break up with you. Guys are not going to want to date you. Girls are not going to want to date you. They, you know, because you're different. You're not like other guys. You're not like other women. You're something different. You're unique. You're not perfect. No. But there's, now you just changed. You mature. That's all that happens. You grow. Don't be scared to grow. It's a process in life. It's normal. We grow. That's all it is. We grow. You know, we grow. You don't gotta be like everybody else. We all make mistakes. The thing is to repent and to change our ways. It's hard, I know. It's hard, especially when you grew up around things and it's been part of your life. It's been part of your life, your whole life. But it don't mean you have to take it to your new life. It don't mean you have to bring it with you to where you're going, to your future, with your life, with your wife, with your kids. Do things different. Things that didn't work out in your home when you were growing up, think about it. That's going to help you. What made dad mad? What made mom mad? You know, don't use it to make it happen like that. Take it to your advantage that you know what happens. You know, what was the problem? Because you were there. You've seen it. You had to. You have to sometimes go way back to help yourself. Because that's the Holy Spirit, you know. It's trying to tell you something. Sometimes we ask for advice, and sometimes we get the wrong advice. It probably worked for somebody else, but it don't mean it's going to work for you. Remember that. Let God give you your own word, you know, your own message. You have to read. You have to feed your spirit. And because it's like a kite, you know, from you to Jesus and from Jesus to you, it has to go direct. It has to go direct. That's the only way it's going to work. If you get that kite, if you get that message directly, but you have to do it. You know what you write. You know what you say. You know, you're going to get the answer. You're going to get the word. You have to do it. There's nobody that could do that for you. You can hear me. I can preach to you and preach to you. Yeah, you're going to get messages. You're going to receive. You're going to get fed. But there's nothing better than you feeding yourself even more. There's nothing bad with eating a little bit more extra. You know, on a Sunday after church, go home and read. You know, read. Like, once the spirit, you feel it, read. Even when you don't feel it, that's the best time. Pray and get in the word. Learn how to get in the spirit. Learn how to discipline the flesh by just getting in the spirit. Feed the spirit more than you feed the flesh. Whatever you're doing more flesh on, cut that and give it more time with God. And I guarantee you, your life is going to be different. Your way of thinking is going to be different. We're grown already, yes. Nothing's wrong. But now mature your mind. Now grow in your mind. Grow in your thinking. The way you make choices. We're not 16 no more. We're not 18. We're not 20 no more. You know, we need to think about it. Sometimes you need to sit down. Think. Get away from everybody. Get with God. You know, you're gonna feel the world. We always do. But you need to know how to block that to communicate with God. There's nothing we could do that we live around the world and things happen in the world. The thing is for you not to get involved. Try not to. Less and less. The less and less that you do it, the better. That means you're training your spirit, because it's your spirit. That's why sometimes when we do things we're not supposed to, we don't feel comfortable no more. You stop doing drugs, and then you do it again. I remember, I felt paranoid. I felt bad. You know, but after that, I'll be cold again. That's the bad. If I would have just stopped right there when I felt that conviction, things would have been different. If I would have listened to the Spirit, things would have been different. You need to learn how to listen to the Spirit. Have reverence. Have reverence for you, for yourself, and for the Spirit that's in you. Jesus. He lives in every single one of us. Remember that. That's why you cannot hide nothing from Him. He loves you. You need to love Him back. Cherish Him. You know, give Him glory to His name. Amen. And all that. Stay positive even in the most negative day. Practice that. Practice how to control your anger. Be lame on your how you answer things and your actions, because consequences are bad. Always. No matter what kind of consequences. There's a calling to in your name, in every single one's name. You know, many are there, little are chosen. You know, why? Because not all of us have that heart. Not all of us have that faith. It just don't happen. See, some of us need to see things to believe. It don't work like that with God. It don't work like that. You need to learn how to be spiritual. You need to pray for your spiritual eyes. You need to pray for your spiritual ears. You need to pray for your spiritual instincts. The most important, your instincts. You know, that's a power right there. That's a dawn from God. That's a gift. Because if we would have listened to our instincts, you see, I remember this. Growing up, I was always rolling, hanging around. When it came to then be like, oh, we're going to a party. You want to go? No. Right away. If I didn't feel it, and I never felt it, and things were always happening when we wouldn't go. You know, it could have been us. But growing up, I stopped listening to it. And that's when I started getting in trouble. I started going to jail, and I couldn't get out of there. I couldn't get out the system, you know. And as soon as I started getting with God, He reminded me something, and it took like 2 years. Your instincts. What happened? Why ain't you listening to? Why don't you fear? That was the problem. I was not fearing God no more. I was not fearing nothing. I was doing stupid things. You know, did dumb things that I regret. But that's the consequences. I paid every single thing, you know. And now I know. Now I walk real carefully, you know, like I'm walking on eggshells, because they break and we fall. And the fall is hard sometimes to pick back up. You know, I practice having a little bit more respect for myself. Fornication, whatever the sin was, you know, little by little, it started cutting down, you know. It was boring, lonely, but it was discipline for the flesh. It was discipline for something that has to be disciplined, self-control, you know. And it's normal, but it's not. Things that we think is normal, it's not. That's the problem. If we pay attention to the little things we do, really, is that a headache is not normal. It could turn to a migraine. You got to get looked at it right away or take a pill right away, you know. You gotta, your instincts are important. Listen to them. Even, you know, when we were out there supposedly doing bad things, when the devil supposedly was on our side, I always got away. You were the best one breaking the safe. Now you couldn't open it. And it's the devil telling you, even him, hey, leave. You know, it's the... You're doing less than 5-10 seconds, and this time it's 20 seconds, and you're still there. Now you went over your own time, you see, because we don't know how to lose, especially when we're doing crime time. You know, you want to do things, and you want to get away because you already got used to it. You got a mania. You know, you got those ways to doing things easy, but this time it wasn't easy. You thought it was. And it's a safe that you always open. Nothing different. But this time he's like, what? He's telling you, hey, you can't do it this time. There's no time. You get caught. You see, that was your instincts telling you. You have to catch it. You get stuck. You know? And it sucks. That's what I noticed. And reverence. Fear for your life, fear for your freedom. And there we go. Time is out. Have a good day. Let God be with America and the whole world. We pray for all the people who are sick to be healed in your name, Jesus. To have finances for medicines or clinics with right doctors for the children, for the kids, to be safe. We cancel all that in your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, have a blessing day, you and your family. God loves you. Have faith and have respect and reverence for life. That's the message. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here with us. Amen. Amen.